will act.
We recommend that the definition be kept such that it's cautiously and carefully done, and we also would recommend that the committee direct the Joint Legislative Committee on Land Use to monitor over the next 2 years how the definition is applied by the counties, so that next session we'll have some sense for how much land qualifies, the kind of impact on commercial agriculture that allowing an increased level of development on marginal lands will have, so that if we find that we are creating new burdens for commercial agriculture in the state, we could take the legislature could take corrective action in 1985. And there is, as you know, a mechanism available for that in the bill that you passed out, or the section 24B from the post-acknowledgement law in 1981. Thank you.
Questions for Nick? You got a map that scared them off in droves. They couldn't deal with it.
It will be scarier when we finish it. Get down to Lane County.
Thank you very much. Had notes from two people, and the committee members that have to leave will be excused. I understand that you have stayed with me beyond the call of duty. I will be happy to sit and listen to Mr. Lamb and Mr. Brawley if they have something they'd like to add. If they would like to come back when we have seven members, they can also do that, whatever your pleasure is.
That's all I take.
Okay. Just identify yourself for the record, sir. Sorry.
Clifford Lamb, a tree farmer in Lane County, and also a member of this committee, Ag for Oregon, that has developed this bill. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, what I'd like to draw your attention to is just a little technical change. If you look at what you have before you, the amendments there, and go down to line 18, you'll notice this line starts at 18, capable of producing 50 or more cubic feet of...
Is this on the first page of the amendment?
On the first page.
Yeah.
Of the amendment.
Okay, in line 18. Okay.
Yeah. It's not the bill itself.
Right.
Line 18, capable of producing 50 or more cubic feet of merchantable timber. Actually, a little better term there would be to scratch out merchantable timber and just put wood. And it's a technical point, but a better term to designate the rate of, as it designates a rate of growth of wood there. And I double-checked this with our friends from SCS there, whom I'm quite familiar with there. I think as you can see that merchantable timber tends to refer to more of a specified mature form of something, where this rate of growth talks about refers more to a basic fiber than the most basic kind of thing that happens with the growth of wood. While I'm here, I might also say that this 50 cubic feet that is designated there is consistent with the forest practices rules that the State Department of Forestry follows when they look at land and say that that should be reforested after clear cutting to a commercial species. So there's that consistency. And that's all I had to say, and thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Is Mr. Brawley still here? You bet.
My name's Tom Brawley. I'm a farm south of Salem here in Marion County, and I have just a few quick comments to make. I came prepared to talk to you about EFU zoning, and I find we're on marginal land, so it caught me a little bit back. But just listening to some of the testimony, one of the things that I thought about with regard to marginal lands is that it is a compromise. Marginal lands are lands that we're considering within the EFU zone, and it is a compromise which will allow this tightly bound and protected portion of our farmland to have exceptions within it, in addition to the exceptions that are through the exception process. And it would seem to me that if we're not careful with it, it is going to be like the proverbial camel that put his head in the tent and eventually came in all the way. I think that we should keep in mind that it is a process by which some of this land will be given up and can be given up, but should be sparingly given up and not allowed to just open the gates and let it be taken at will. And it is also land and the process does not have to be taken by the each planning committee within the counties. This process is an optional process and does not have to be accepted by each county if they don't desire to accept the marshlands as we presented it, or as it has been presented. The other, just a little quick comment, and unfortunately Senator Day isn't here, when he referred to the downgrading of land within Marion County. I have had farmland that has been, as he stated, downgraded from rural RR5 or RR3 down to EFU land that I farm. And I did not ask the county for any compensation, and neither did my neighbors when it was downgraded. I felt that, in my opinion, it was an upgrading, not a downgrading. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And we are doing the EFU stuff on Wednesday.
Wednesday, I'll be here.
Okay. Try to get you on near the head of the schedule for waiting so long.
Okay,
I appreciate everyone sticking around this long, and we'll see some of you with. That's all. Steve wants us to beg for more testimony. That's a whole lot you got.
Appreciate it.
It's just part of our job, right?
You know.
It's a nice job. Yeah, it is part of your job.
The agenda?
I don't stand still next to this joker.
Being Joker. You didn't know it sounded was root grass.
This is the bill I've got to use to get back in good grace to the farm for you to take the document made up because it's not the existing bill.
It won't do that.
I don't think it will.
Don't tell me that.
I don't think they're going to know what you're doing for them.
Senator Cohen.
Those houses up the hill from Napalm, right? Napalm. Okay, well, don't tell that stuff, Todd. I got to get another hearing that you're lucky you know.
Right now?
What do you have?
Labor.
Labor?
Get out of labor. They had a hearing this morning. I don't need another one.
Written in there.
Video.
Oh,
good.
Where's
the terminal? It's an app. Oh, yes.
Are you going to address the public testimony at all, this $20,000 limitation?
Yes, we are.
How will that be?
It will probably be...